our dictation for patient Georges Benjamin, G-O-R-G-E-E-S, B-E-N-I-A-M-E-E-N, Georges Benjamin, is a patient who is here for follow-up evaluation. He was last seen on 10-5-2022. He did not come for last 3 weeks, despite reminding him. It appears that he may be a non-compliant gentleman. He reports that he has done 7 months of physical therapy at Miracle Physical Therapy, Faith Physical Therapy, Max Physical Therapy with no relief in last 7 months or 3 times per week, despite that. Now the patient arrives with the following issues. He has got pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, and some pain radiating to his both buttocks, according to the patient, and especially to the left leg in a S1, S2 dermatome fashion, up to the knee only. All of these pains are reported to be between six. They are usually six. They can be up to seven. And they're constant. The ADLs are reported affected is around six, especially sleep is affected 10, enjoyment of life 9, the mood is 8, the work and relationship with other people are affected 7, and general activities affected 6. The patient reports that only 10% relief has been obtained so far, although his date of accident is 12-28-2021. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych that he's suffering from headaches which are moderately severe, around 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are mostly in the front, and they are like once or twice a week. And they are associated with difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, nightmare, loss of memory, and poor work performance. However, they are not associated with any TBI symptoms like dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout, or any seizures, or loss of equilibrium, or confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that is suffering pain in the both shoulders area, because the pain is going across, along with this pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, and stiffness of the shoulders, neck, and lower back. He reports a decreased range of motion of the shoulders. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach, and blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level. And in fact, they have worsened according to him. Despite he's doing a new physical therapy place called United Rehab, along with laser treatment that he is using. Patient reports no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, ablation, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Norco in the past visit, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 139/104, pulse is 73, pulse of 100. Rest of the exam will be same from previous visit of 10-5-2022, dictation number 1023-031 and -032. Kindly use the general review and musculoskeleton and extremities examination and musculature examination only. Diagnosis will remain the same. Plan of care is to continue physical therapy 2 times per week with laser. And work, he's released to a light duty job, 7 hours, 7 days, with 10-pound lifting limits. Patient is provided for pain relief Ortran 50 milligram every 12 hours, ERN 50 tablets. He also has a prescription for the following. He has been provided with with Mobic 15 milligram daily, Skalaxin 800 milligram 3 times a day, Wellbutrin XR 150 milligram, Elavil 50 milligram. Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN 50, and Imitrex 50 milligram 1 or 2 PRN for severe headache. Lyrica was also given 50 milligram twice a day. The patient forgot to do the MRI, and The patient forgot to do the MRI. He has been advised to do the MRI for his thoracic spine and also for brain and neurosquant. MRI of both shoulders and was also added. Neuropsych evaluation has been ordered, and also a cranial nerve diagnostics for the brain TBI is ordered. Once all of these are done, then patient will be followed up. Thank you.